right. That's right.
And we've already had two of those, and now we're into Thursday. So we have today and tomorrow. And so what is going to be done needs to be done in these days. And so we truly are looking for a great response from our family. And some of you have not been able to call in yet. Some of you have mailed out maybe your donations, but I'm not sure they'll get to us in time. So it would be great if you'd let us know what you have mailed. I believe that you know, some of you are planning to call in and you just haven't got to the phones yet, but right now would be a great time. We do have $3,000 left in matching funds, and we have until 10 o'clock, so it's getting close to 8 o'clock. And so we're, you know, we're about, 14, 15 minutes till 8. And there's not any reason for us to wait till 10 o'clock to try to make this happen. No. Give us a call. And we're never sure how God's going to provide, David. Yesterday afternoon was quite amazing as a first-time giver, fairly new resident, I believe, in our community. Gave us a call and made a wonderful donation of $2,000 last evening. And that took us right up. And then the last piece of mail was a $500 donation. And so when we brought that in, that put us last night up to 110,000, took us over 110,000 by $166. So we do thank the Lord for that. And we thank the Lord for every donation. Your gift might be $5 a month, $10 a month, maybe a Gideon's Army. You might call in and say, I can start at that level, a dollar a day. That'd be $30 a month. Gideon's Army to support Christian radio. I'm blessed by the ministry. I'm blessed by the teaching. And I want to be a blessing as well. So give us a call, first-time givers. We're looking for our first-time callers this morning. Let us know that you are a first-time caller and giver if you call in today, because we are very excited to see that. That just tells us that God is growing our family.
Amen.
So, David, give those numbers one more time. We're going to get back to another song so people can make the call. $3,000 in matching funds. And, of course, you know, right now we are on our way to $115,000.
888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990. Or 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100.
So, David, we're right now $4,473 away from $115,000, and we're believing the Lord that we will quickly get there.
Yes,
quickly get there. And of course, you know, someone may want to do something significant this morning. You may be thinking and praying about making a matching funds challenge. We may have, you know, some individuals, some of our family, some of our business owners, maybe some well-to-do retired families that know the importance of getting the gospel out at this time, that that Christian radio is a significant part of God's tools to reach people, to encourage the church during these difficult days. And so I believe there are some individuals who have been praying and seeking God, and that's what we all should do, but are contemplating you know, making a significant, maybe somewhat of a legacy gift, you know, the kind of gift that's going to make a difference. And this is a great thing. You know, people will give to the Humane Society. They will give to hospitals. They will leave money to all different kinds of charitable organizations. But when you plant seed in the kingdom of heaven, you're planting into eternity. Yes. And so as a child of God, when you consider the benefits that what we sow, we're going to reap. I mean, this is, obviously, it's true for the sinner, but it's true for the righteous. What you plant is going to grow. But when you're a godly person, we know what the word says, that, you know, Jesus is going to be bringing along those rewards with him. And so, you know, these are eternal rewards we're looking at. And why not do your giving while you're living? Why not do that? You know, do your giving while you're living. and I still consider myself a young man, though I'm not as young as I used to be. And so my wife and I were at a point where, you know, we're going to be looking at all of our estate things, because we want to make sure that the resources that God has given us, as we've honored God through our life with tithe and with offerings throughout our married life, more than 40 years now, that when we go to be with the Lord, that the resources God has blessed us and left us with, that those are going to get into places where the gospel is going to go forth and people's lives are going to be changed. And so God, if God has blessed you, God's poured out his favor on your life, why not think about WCNO and Christian Radio, including us, maybe in your will, maybe in some of your final planning, and consider the importance of legacy gifts and the ministry. And David, I believe we have received some legacy gifts already during this prayer and share.
We certainly have, yeah, yesterday.
Yeah, and that makes a huge difference when we are able to bring in these blocks of funds. It moves us forward. And as soon as we reach our budget of $195,000, as soon as we reach that, then we're going to immediately go back to regular programming. And so if someone is so moved to make a generous donation today that would move us on up to that operational budget, then we'll just get right back to our regular programming, going to bring the teaching right back in. And so that's our desire. But we want to thank all of you who have been giving, all of you who are praying and believing God with us. And here's a first-time giver, and this first-time giver is from Sebastian. Sebastian, it's Marie. And so, Marie, we want to thank you for your donation of $50 this morning. That is definitely going to be a blessing. And that $50 is going to bring us to $2,950. $2,950. And let's see what the note says. First-time giver. Marie has 9 children and 15 grandchildren.
My goodness. Well,
and wants to see her family press in deeper to God. Let me tell you, that's a matriarch.
That is.
That is a matriarch who has vision for her family. Look at this, 4 sets of twins.
Oh, wow.
Can you imagine? This has got to be,
that's incredible.
This has got to be a mom and a grandma that is grinning from ear to ear to have all these babies. I just hear that. I see that in what she's saying. What is a bigger and more important desire than to pray for our children and grandchildren to be deeply touched, changed, and led of the Holy Spirit in their life? And of course, this is Marie's desire. And so, Father, we just come into agreement with your word over Marie, and we speak that word. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. These 9 children, the 15 grandchildren, Lord, put your hand on those 4 sets of twins. Father, that's quite awesome. And we pray that this family, every one of them, would not only know about you, but that they would know you and they would seek you and follow you passionately. And Lord, that this family would be blessed by the goodness of God, and that Marie would be strengthened in her faith and encouraged this day. Lord, use her more than ever before. Use this family more than ever before. I know they're a blessing, Lord. We commit them into your hands. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, that is quite grand. 9 children, 15 grandchildren, and 4 sets of twins. That is
goodness.
Amazing. That's a lot of babies. My wife, you know what my wife really likes to do? Now, I shouldn't talk about her on the radio like this, but she loves babies. Mm-hmm. Her mama loved babies, and she loves to clip fingernails.
Aww.
And she just, you know, people will bring their babies to Rachel to clip their fingernails or toenails. She just likes to do that, and she'll just be clipping away and talking away to the little kids and blessing them, and it's awesome. But we love babies around our house, and most of the babies are kind of growing up. So Marie, thank you for your call. Karen, give us those numbers again.
That number is 888-221-8990. 888-221-8990.
Give us a call. We do have phone lines open at this time. Also, we have a call from Charonette.
Charonette.
Like
Sharonet.
Sharonet with a share, yes. Like a S-H. Sharonet.
Sharonet.
Okay, Sharonet. And it is a pledge of $100 from Port St. Lucie. And Sharonet is asking for us to pray for her son, Derek, who is 21 years old, wants him to go back to church and school. Slipped away from his commitment and his attendance at church. Mm. And so we want to just lift him up. Karen, why don't you lead out in prayer for Sharonet?
So, Father God, we just lift up Derek to you, God. Mm. Lord, I just pray, God, that you would apprehend his heart, Jesus. Lord, as only you can do. Lord, that you would bring conviction upon him, Lord, to return to you, Jesus.
Amen.
To return to you so that you can return to him, Father, before he gets too far away. Mm-hmm. Father, I just ask, Lord, that you would draw him by your love, draw him by your spirit, Lord God. Father, put people around him, Lord, that will remind him of your love for him, Jesus. Father, that you would draw him away before the enemy draws him fully into a backslidden state. Mm-hmm. Father God, that your love and your grace and your mercy would just shower him today, oh God.
Amen.
Father,
amen.
That you Thank would, you, your love, your goodness, your grace,
amen.
Just be upon him, Lord, and bring him back to yourself,
yes.
Lord. And Father, give him a desire mm-hmm. to return to school.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Father, that he would, seek that higher education, Lord God. Father, that he would find his purpose in you. And we thank Jesus you for name. Touching him and ministering to him today in Jesus'
thank
name.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. And Father, we just pray over all of our children and our grandchildren yes. that they would not be distracted by the workings of the enemy, whether it's in relationships, whether it's in gaming, whether it's in maybe work, or maybe it's in just pleasure. Father, we pray that our young people would be protected and set apart unto righteousness, that they would be loosed from the lies of the enemy. Lord, that their hearts would be strengthened. Those that have been trained up and raised up in the way they're to go, Lord, we pray for them to quickly return in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
All right, David, give us those numbers again. We're going to get back to some music, and we are looking for your call. We do have phone lines open at this time.
888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990. Or 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100.
And this next song is entitled Spirit Wind.
Stared down into the valley, filled with dried bones baking in the sun. Remains that used to be a mighty army, to him it looked like the fighting days were done. But driven by your calling on his life, spoke God's words, the bones began to shake. He stared wide-eyed as the flesh began to form, and as it prophesied to the wind, the soldiers began to wake. And the Lord sent his wind into the valley and breathed the breath of life into their souls and raised them again a mighty army. Soon these arisen warriors will battle again, but they have been filled with the Spirit wind. Oh, 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 oh. Mighty arm. Now he stares into the lifeless eyes. Believers leading carnal lives. He wonders what they're fighting for. But driven by your calling.